Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, here we are, episode 10 of Get to the Good Stuff with Jack Skipper. Double figures, episode 10, eh? So I thought this week I'd just record a little intro to before the podcast starts. Little intro, just to say a massive thank you to everyone so far who's listened to the podcast. Honestly, I really, really appreciate it. It's always quite nerve-wracking when you start these new projects. Like, I remember when I first started doing like the TikToks and the Instagram videos and all that, I had to set up a new Instagram page. I was sort of like a bit embarrassed because I didn't want, you know, family and friends knowing what I was doing. But the thing is, when you do them videos, and you know, at least you've got, you know, characters to hide behind and wigs. But with this podcast, it is, you know, it's just me in conversation. So it's always a bit like, oh god, I hope everyone likes it. But no, it's going all right. I think I've thank you to everyone who's been like sharing and reviewing and messaging me, and it's good. I'm enjoying it. I'm gonna keep going with it, I think, because I am enjoying it. We had a very good response to last week's episode with my brother Joseph. what a disaster! But no, that was a lot of fun. And I thought it's good having Mike and Vittorio there as well. I think there was a good energy in the room for that episode. So what I have started is a new weekly podcast over on Patreon, just with me and my brother. We're gonna have more of Joe's stories. But not only that, what I'm gonna do is, when I'm trying to think of like new material, whether it's for like stand up or whether it's for the sketches online and stuff, I just make like little notes in my phone. And then what I do is just, I sort of talk them out, you know, just talk through them and things like that. So I thought I'm going to start recording that, talking through my little observations or little ideas for sketches or little ideas for stand up, and yeah, talking it through with Joe and having it on that podcast over on Patreon. That's where most of the ideas come from, really. Like I have these little ideas, little observations, and I talk it out, and because sometimes you'll think, is that relatable? I don't know. And then you'll come up with it, and as soon as people like understand what you're talking about, you think, okay, there could be something in this. I'm gonna start putting that on Patreon. You get like early access to the main podcast, and it's for £3 a month, which is, what's that? It's a meal deal, isn't it? So actually, that's not even a meal deal anymore, is it? You need a club card. That's less than a meal deal, unless you've got a club card. Any of the pledges as well that I'm going to put back into the podcast, because I want to continue growing this. and developing it, and see where we can go. But as I say, anyone who has just listened to the podcast so far, I am very grateful. Thank you so much. But anyway, that's enough waffle from me. Shall we get to the good stuff?
Doesn't sound like the usual mindless, boring, getting to know you chit chat. That sounds like you actually have something to say.
Well, indeed.
Why are we having this conversation? What the hell am I doing here?
Now's the good stuff.
Hello, and welcome to episode 10 of Get to the Good Stuff with Jack Skipper. Episode 10. Double figures.
Fantastic.
Well done, Jack.
It's good, isn't it? So, this week's guests, if you are in to Hemel Hempstead-based comedians with moustaches, you're in for a treat. Because our guest this week is Mr. Jake Steers.
Well, thank you very much, James, for having me. I'm very excited for
Jake,
this.
Well done, Jake.
He's here again. That boy can hear. He's well here Jake. Again.
Yeah.
Mike Rice.
Are you going to clap for me?
No, like,
I clap for all of you.
I know.
And you left me hanging like an old Aegis.
That's what you're here for. Just support. But yeah, co-host again.
Listen.
He's survived his internship.
It's a good gig if you can get it, Jake.
Yeah, how did you get it?
I just sit here and I sneer.
You sneer?
Yeah. Just sit here and kind of look at people suspiciously.
He's judging them for their stories.
Yeah.
He's learned his thing of how to get.
You think you're clever saying that, do you, Jake? Does that story make you feel big, does it? There'll be a lot of that.
What he's done very cleverly, he laughs at my jokes.
Yeah, it's very smart, very smart.
Now we get on. Because of that, he knows me well.
I do, right. I know him well.
That's enough faff.
Enough fucking bullshit.
Get to business.
Let's get to the good stuff. Jake. What's the most drunk you've ever been?
This one happened to me May this year. Went to Lisbon and very exotic. First time out with the country in 2 years.
Nice.
Got beers at the airport, drinking since 10 a.m.
That was your first beer at 10 a.m.
Yeah. Oh, well, no, I had a couple of tinnies before on the way up to Luton Airport, but you've got to prepare yourself. Yeah.
You can't go into Luton sober.
No, you can't. You really can't.
No. That's a route.
Luton.
It'll get you down.
Luton as a whole.
You've got a sign as you enter. I recommend a couple of cans. Just to take the edge off.
It'll get you down otherwise.
Yeah.
You know?
It is. It very much so.
Like the harsh reality of Luton without the edge of alcohol.
I reckon it's like a toll. Yeah. As you go over it, there's a woman just handing out special brews. Just to sort of.
Yeah.
You'll need that.
Yeah.
I could definitely relate to that. And so, boozing since 10, maybe a bit earlier. We're in Lisbon for about 2 o'clock. We straight away on like the sangrias and that. And it's about 8 o'clock, and I'm feeling like, let's go out. Let's go on a mad one.
Yeah.
And I was with 3 mates, and they were with their wives because they're a bit older than me. So. Mm. We end up going to this place. It's bank holiday as well. I forgot to mention in Portugal. Sunday, we said to him, this local drug dealer who's trying to offer us coke, and we said, not interested, but can you point us to a place where we can go party? Right. He said, go down to Pink Street in Lisbon. So we Google it, and the first thing on Google is, this is the worst place to go if you're a tourist, because it's very violent, very muggy. So we're like, that sounds brilliant. We're off to there.
Muggy as in
muggy. Oh, muggy
you get mugged
in,
a lot.
Oh, yeah. No, the weather, no.
The weather.
Yeah. Just that, like, its own ecosystem there, No, very stabby, muggy, just not for people like me with this tap. We're about, I don't know, 2 in the morning, I'm in this nightclub and I'm seeing different shapes, I'm seeing different things. And you could smoke indoors as well in Portugal. So I'm smoking a cigarette and this bouncer comes over and he goes, you're trying to take it out of my mouth. And I'm like this. he's grabbing my shirt like this, and, like, and then he grabs my cheeks like this, and he goes, give it here. And he's like literally like trying to like take it.
Pry it from your teeth.
Haven't
just
I'm holding it. I don't even smoke, that's the best thing about it. That's the first time I had a cigarette in about 12 years. And I'm really attached to it.
Yeah. You went back on heavy.
Oh, man, I did, yeah. That's what happens when you go to Luton. All your morals go out the fucking window.
Back on the fags. on the booze. There's a fucking needle hanging out your arm.
So, this bouncer, he gets me in a headlock.
Anyway, bags in the mouth. Oh, yeah. Still there.
Oh, yeah. I should add that when I get drunk, I get naked. So I was in my boxers at this point. I forgot to add. Yeah. I'm known for getting my clothes off.
Why was he having to go here for smoking?
Well, I think it was just...
the problem was the fag.
No, the thing is, I don't think he realised because of how hairy I am. He must have assumed that was like a T-shirt.
That was like a T-shirt.
And then he come over and he just saw like the hair and he saw the cigarette and he thought, this is just a massive no.
And I mean, the mustache doesn't add.
No, I agree.
You know.
I agree. Yeah. Like, it's just all a mess.
It's a mess.
I think this bloke was just confused.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know what, I don't even know how to deal with this situation.
Is this guy homeless?
I've not been trained in how to deal with hairy moustache men with cigarettes.
I'm in the centre of the dance floor, just two-stepping in my boxers with a cigarette and we're like, ah. And then, I'm in the headlock. Yeah. And then as he say, this is the final blow. He said, I don't know if I could say it, but he says the C word. Can I say cut? Okay. Yeah.
Cunt.
Yeah, well, I don't know if this podcast, but he goes, you English, you're all cunts. Yeah. And I went, I know you are, but what am I?
Ah, oh, classic.
And that's when he grabbed me by my boxes and my boxes ripped. He just yeeted me out the window, like at the door, literally, and then threw my clothes on top of me. And I'm just looking at him and he just launches my shoes at my head. I've still got the cigarette though. So I get changed. I get back, put all my clothes back on. My two mates come out and they're going like, what the fuck have you done, Steve?
I thought it was quite demeaning as well when you're putting your clothes back on. Thinking, that didn't go as, wasn't as fun
as before. I was like, that's a new record for me. That lasted longer than I thought. But across the road, across this little street was another club and they had watched all of that and I got changed and went, can I come in here? They were like, yeah, come in.
Oh, there you go.
But what happened was, this is the point, it's like 4 a.m, I'm paralytic now, I'm just bouncing. Right. You know like that music video, A Hard Take on Me, bouncing against the walls and that?
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah.
I was like that. I was just bouncing into everyone. And I slipped down a flight of stairs, but I landed on the last step and my ass. Jesus wept. I felt pain before, but nothing like this.
Whoa. So you went
just one step, literally the last step. I just slipped and I landed on that, you know, that corner bit.
I do.
I was so paralytic that I instantly went sober for 10 seconds because I was like, I can't move. And these Germans picked me up. They're on a stag do. And they literally said, we watched you come out of that club. How are you even here? Sort of. Next day, I go look in the mirror. I get in at like 6 a.m, look at the mirror, and my arse is like a red. It's just red because the bruise hasn't set in. Yeah. I should show you the picture, actually. But
so you had to look at your own arse in the mirror?
Yeah, because I thought I broke my arse. Like,
he suffered from broken arse.
Yeah.
That's a thing. Is that a thing? Yeah. A cast on it. I don't know what you're doing. You're an arse in a sling.
It would be funny. It'd just be like your own hammock, kind of like a portable hammock kind of thing. You always hear people say it like when they're working hard. It's like, I broke my ass.
Yeah. Why?
To try and make you think.
I generally
thought. And you did break your ass.
I swear on my mum's life, I was Googling Portuguese doctors because I needed them to check my bum. I was that paranoid. Yeah. And I was sitting down at breakfast, like yelping like a dying dog. And my mates were like, it's not that bad, mate. It's not that bad. Get to the wedding like 6 hours later and my whole right arse cheek is black. Like the whole arse cheek. It's black.
So he broke the
arse. And the other one's still completely white.
Yeah, yes, completely white.
It's like a little flag.
Yeah.
Like dominoes.
It was, but like I was so paranoid that I was gonna die from it. But like I don't know. Even my mate's wife's a doctor, so I had to say, the first time I met her, I said, I know this is really unusual, but can you look at my ass, please?
I would think that must be a nightmare being a doctor.
Oh, 100%.
Which is private work, just constantly. I remember I was traveling around Australia and there was three doctors. They just passed as doctors.
Yeah.
And I think the amount of blokes were just showing them their dicks. Just like constantly, every day, just going, can you just have a look at that?
Yeah, could you?
Do you mean you're abroad for a year?
Can you just have a look at that?
I'd be honest though, like sometimes there's just things to be popping up on your dick and you're like, what the hell is that now?
Yeah.
Am I in trouble? You know, and you're like, geez, I'd love to just show this to another man.
Well, you give it like a 3 day waiting period, don't you? To see if it's worse or not.
Because often things just come, they hop up on your dick and then they're here for a minute and it's like, oh, I'm in a lump or something. You're like, Jesus, and then they're off again. Yeah. And it's not there anymore. But I have had the impulse loads of times, like, I just want the doctor to look at my dick. Even sometimes just it. When it's really hard because of how big it is, I'm like, I just want to just be like, hey.
Really hard as in?
Just erect.
Yeah, okay, we're on the same.
And you're like, I'd like to have someone have a look, like just to see it.
I can imagine the surgery, they're just going, come on. Give you a little magic rub there.
Oh, it is. Have you had a doctor look at your dick before?
Oh,
100%.
You had it?
Yeah.
It's a weird...
It's very, yeah, it's very
and then I had
humbling.
The finger in the arse.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
It was like, it's quite sort of like, because I did the finger, I couldn't stop pissing, I was just pissing loads. And it turns out the reason I was pissing loads because I kept going to the toilet.
Yeah.
You know, like, you sort of like, do that thing where you just say, I'm gonna have a piss.
Yeah, yeah.
Just for the sake of it. And apparently that's not good for you. You've got to have a bit of control.
Wait, no. Hold on now.
What?
Because I understand, I go for a lot of gratuitous shits, like, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Because yeah. I like it.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
I like the feeling of it coming out. But you're just going for pisses when you didn't need to piss.
Yeah, it's like I've got like an OCD feeling. What? I have to do it before a meal, kind of a meal.
What, really?
I have to piss. Because I think to myself, I want to enjoy this meal. I don't want to need a piss halfway through.
How slow are you at eating? Like?
Does it ruin it for you halfway through and you're like, I need a fucking piss. Just turn it over the table.
That's ruined.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. It is. I know it's not normal. I know there's something wrong with me, but I just think, I just do it all the time. Where I go, and then that's why I piss, like, you know, you get the dribble. I'm always dribbling.
Always dribbling.
Because I've looked it up. I'm going to be one of them old men who piss himself.
Incontinent.
I'm just like,
you've got
to keep them. Yeah, that's it. So I just pissed myself now because of that.
You just got a catheter.
Because of that, I just stink of piss for this stupid reason. I do it even before a gig. I do it like, where I go, do you ever do this thing when they're about to announce your name? And I think, I'm not thirsty, but I'm going to have a drink. And I think my throat's dry, actually. And else I go, oh, oh, oh. And Jack Skipper, and I go, oh, 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 oh. I can't swallow. It's a really weird feeling. I just get all, I've noticed this thing with comedy. It used to be, I used to get nervous the week up to it when you first start out. And I think when you get more used to it, it gets shorter and shorter towards the time. But then now it's like compact into like the 30 seconds before they call my name. I go,
On
Friday.
The panic sets in.
I'm like that, but with going for a shit, like I get so nervous like the last 2 minutes before I'm on stage. Yeah. I'm like, do I need it? And then that's what happened to me on Friday. And my guts were just grumbling like the exorcist. And I was like, I'm off. I don't care if he calls my name. I'm just going to stay in the toilet.
But like, I get this thing as well, because I do a shit every single time for a gig.
Yeah.
And I have this thing like, imagine there's like, I'm about to go on stage and I just, this goes in my head. I think, imagine there's like shit up my back. These fools start happening. Yeah. I think, and I'm going to walk on with shit up my back.
I think,
And he's I can't get rid of that fool. And then the whole way I'm there, you feel like, you didn't really connect with the audience. Yeah, because I was figuring out the shit that isn't on my back, that I'm imagining is on my back. I'm lost, I'm gone. You know what I mean?
On stage, you're full of composure. In your head, I'm like, I stink of shit.
I get that all the time. Or I get that when you're talking to someone and I just start going, I got a bogey. Then I'm not listening to him. I'm talking to him, just trying to wipe this imaginary bogey that ain't there. Not listening. Fuck's sake.
I have the same thing before I go on stage. I just get a little thing in my gut where it's just gosh, empty me.
Yeah.
Right before we go on. And I went in, I was doing this gig in Amsterdam. I fucking hate gender neutral toilets anyway. I just think it's an absolute farce. It's like do you know what I mean? Because I'm really ashamed of my shits.
Yeah.
And I don't want to double the audience for them. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want more people. I don't want women having to deal with it.
I'm with you.
And it's like, why would they want to come into male bathrooms? Like, male bathrooms are a fucking disgrace.
Oh, yeah.
Who is it benefiting? For them? You want in on this?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, every male bathroom, I swear, everyone I've ever been in, this is how I know that human beings in general are not good. Every single public toilet, someone has pissed all over the toilet seat. Like, it has to have been on purpose because there's no way they've literally stood around just an anarchist and pissed all over it.
Yes, yeah. What is that about?
What is it about?
Someone's having a bad day.
I just say, you bastard. Because also somehow in my head I'm figuring like it's just kind of the same group of lads that are going around.
I've had a little dribble before and I've had to sort
of... dribble's fine.
Even in public, okay, I'll sort that.
Yeah, 100%. No issue with that.
But it's decency.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Of course if you piss on the thing, you wipe it off.
Yeah. But if you piss all over, like 360, you're literally guiding your cock all around the seat.
It's like they're trying to miss the middle.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it.
They're absolutely feral.
It's completely like... And the people who take locks off of doors in there and stuff. Anyway, I don't know what goes on in there. Like, why? What women would be getting out of it? I have no idea.
There's women campaigning. We want in on this. Yeah. We want to be a part of this.
It's like
they should have some like sort of like introduction to it. Like just go in and see what
yeah,
it's like.
Yeah, test it. Like,
yeah. Like Man United and Swindon be like, yeah, we should join together.
No.
We should be one club.
Stay in your lane.
But I remember I did in Amsterdam, and I was coming out, and I had had about 10 Guinness the night before. Ooh. So this was now, it was like my dead grandfather was falling out my arse, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like just terrible.
Yeah.
And I walked out, and standing out there was just this most beautiful Dutch girl just waiting, and then her little 4-year-old daughter, and her daughter was looking up at me smiling, little smiley that Dutch head. And I knew she wasn't going to be smiling for long.
She
wasn't,
no.
She wasn't going to be Dutch for long.
She didn't have any hair for long.
Yeah.
That's an
just stunts her growth. Just
that's an extreme Dutch oven there. Oh, walking into
you got one big ear.
Like, yeah.
Your eyes watering.
Chernobyl.
Fucking face just burning.
Like the end of fucking Raiders of the Lost Ark. Indiana Jones, just a face. Just a little skull and eyeballs.
I've done a shit so bad in my own house that I went in like half an hour later and just went, oh, that's disgusting. You know it's bad when you can't stand your own.
Have you ever done that? And then you in your head, immediately your reaction is blaming someone else. And then you walk out and you realise, oh no, that was me. Yeah. You go out and you're like, that dirty bastard. And then you remember, oh no, I did that one.
That is bad. Because I hate that. You know the smell of air freshener?
Yeah.
Because to me, the smell of air freshener doesn't think, when I smell air freshener, I don't walk in and go, that's a nice smell. Yeah. I walk in and think, someone's had a shit. Yeah,
someone has.
There's always that mixture of like air freshener and shit.
It's quite dense as well.
Yeah. It's not just straight up air freshener. So there's that mix.
That's right. And it's also because it's the context of everything matters. Like, because smells on their own are, they can be good or bad. But like for example, like I remember I went into a toilet once. Like outside of a toilet, I don't think turnips smell that bad. The vegetable.
That's a quote.
Yeah. I think they're all right.
2 seconds just.
It doesn't bother me, but I walked into a toilet once and the strongest smell of turnips out of the jacks, and then and suddenly it's the worst thing I've ever smelled.
When you can smell a specific food in that toilet, then
just shit pure turnip, man.
How much turnip are you eating for that to not even be absorbed by your bowel? Your spleen's not even filtering it. It's just got to get that out.
Because I thought when you say you look at it, say, attractive woman, think, oh, she's nice, and then you smell shit like from something else, but he sort of puts you off her.
Well, because the connection is made.
You see that thing, and you just look at it, you go, like, it just puts you off. Even if it's got no. And she's looking at you like, what? You smell shit.
Have you ever been like, you surround yourself with, like, you're on your own, so you fart. Now, and I get very ashamed of farting, because my mother, when she would fart, like, she would like go bright red and she'd look at us and she'd go, I'm so sorry. Like, she was so sorry. Like, it like broke her heart that she had let one slip. She just, like, she's like, as she'd look at you, don't tell anyone. I'm like, I'm not going to tell anyone.
But, shout out the window.
Yeah, so I have that shame about farting, you know.
Like, live stream. Sorry.
This fucker's in a WhatsApp group where they just fart to each other for years.
Oh, man.
No, it's very funny when we do. When my mum stays with us, I fart near my mum. So the fart goes, Jack! Fucking hell! It's like, it's good recording the reaction, you know what I mean? I'll get one for next week.
Please do. I'll not see it.
But do you ever like, I remember I was sitting at the stairs of a comedy club, but I was all on my own. So I was like, I need a fart. So I let one off. And then I can smell it coming up around me. I'm like, Jesus, that's a bad one. And then, but it's just me on the stairs. And then this female comedian came out like to talk to me and walked up the stairs. And I could see in her face. And there's no other suspect. She knows. There's just no way around it. He has just let off a rotten fart. And I'm just looking at her like...
Did you smile as well?
It's worse if you smile.
Yeah.
Just look her dead in the eyes. Smile.
It's like, yeah, you're smelling my shit.
Don't smile. Yeah. Makes it worse.
At least look like.
Yeah, have a bit of sorrow. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Hang your head.
Yeah.
Smile.
I know it's not
dead
right.
Dead in the eyes.
Oh.
Jesus. Well, what was I going to ask before anyway? Oh yeah, this naked thing. So that's the thing you do.
Oh yeah, like I've been doing it for years. Like I've just always get naked pretty much into at least my boxers. Like that is the bare minimum. And then I'll...
Well, something else takes over though. You're just like, Mr. Hyde.
I'm just, I'm an absolute demon. No, like I just love getting boozed. And when I can't go one and two, it literally is one, two, 1,000. It's no in between sort of thing.
I know that feeling.
And I, go on.
Oh, no, sorry. I was going to say, because I can just imagine situations like where this might get hairy. Like how, like what, where does the impulse control stop? Like, could you be at a christening or something?
Well, yeah. Like I, any events with family. That's what that funeral needs. My granddad's funeral. Just the jocks are off.
He fought in World War II valiantly. Just the jocks hit the coffin.
Soaping casket, just straight in the face.
Fuck the Nazis.
Oh man, I think it come about. I must have been like 17 or 18. I was like a bit of a late bloomer in terms of the chest. I didn't get this till I was about 17. And then,
really,
mate, literally, I was
hairy. People are usually the ones that get in first, isn't it?
Oh, mate, no,
I was a hairy kid in the school.
No, mate, I wasn't hairy until I was 17.
We had a guy in school, Chalky was his name, and he was 12 years old. And he was gone bald to here, and he liked his hair. Like he looked like his mother knitted him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like just. Yeah. It was ridiculous. Like,
did you go for a period of life though where like pubes was your main goal?
The peer pressure.
Yeah, but they would have pubes.
No. In changing rooms, we had that. Like you said, Chalky. We had that one guy who was just developed so quickly at like 13.
But they always got massive dicks.
Yeah,
well.
I know. So he was walking around just with a fucking python.
Yeah.
And there's me, not even grown it. Like I grew my sideburns longer, like my hair longer, so it looked like I had a beard.
Just embarrassed little pink dick with a little hoodie on.
Little mushroom. Yeah.
Hiding away. You know what I mean, lad, all I wanted was pubes.
Christmas every year, just fucking.
Well, wishing for pubes.
Pubes. Just
on that list.
I remember, like, because I didn't have hair under my arms. I had puberty very late.
Yeah.
And I'd be going around and I'd have the things stuck to each other. And I'd have to tie, because we used to do a thing, I don't know if you did it, called jocking, where everyone would come behind you and just pull down your pants. Yeah. And then everyone would see if you had pubes. Right, and if you didn't have pubes.
Man. We did that a bit. But
PR nightmare.
Yeah.
PR nightmare.
Well, we had that saying, don't get leery if your balls ain't hairy.
Oh, yeah.
And that was like such an offensive thing. Oh, shut up, mate. Like, my balls are hairy.
That was the thing where I got away with saying I've got pubes, but no one checks.
Yeah,
I've got away with it for ages. Oh. You know what I mean, and so anytime someone got the piss taken from not having pubes, I was like, fucking get it, because I think they take the attention away from me. Do you know what I mean? I think I got away with it until I actually had pubes,
and then
I was like, hey, check these out, like.
Jack, you're still hanging around these changing rooms.
Dad, leave me alone.
Mate, the fucking stress of not having pubes.
It kept me up at night. And I only hit pubes 16.
Yeah,
my balls dropped. Like, that's late.
I was about 15. And mate,
that's late too.
I know. I remember just that Monday, I felt golden when I had a few pubes. I was like, I'm safe in PE now.
I remember like angling the light in through the windows, because if you see like a few blonde small ones, yeah. I think that is one.
I think that counts.
And I used to play in sport, I'd see the hair on the back of people's legs, and I didn't have that, you know, that thick hair coming up, and I'd look and I'd be like, oh, if I could only get myself some of them, you know.
What was it, isn't it?
And I would try to push, so my balls hadn't dropped, and I literally tried to push my ball down with my with my left thumb. I was just like, get the fuck down,
gravity assisted,
start producing, start earning your keep.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what it's similar to. Go around how many pubes you got. But you know that thing when you're going for a bit of a dry spell, you've not had like a bunk up for months or however long, right? And everyone's going, talking about shagging and that, and you're just joining in going, oh yeah, shag. And you're just thinking, please don't ask me how.
And it
comes out to you, you start panicking. How much can you lie? You get red because you're lying.
You turn into like Jay from the Inbetweeners. I shagged five birds this weekend.
Oh, you got it, didn't you?
It's only Saturday morning.
I think I went for like over a year once, and it was like I had that thing of like a young man, steady girlfriend, right, for like a year and a half. Lost virginity, done all that, and then just went for a bit after that, but just nothing happened. And you're thinking, this is going on. This is it now.
Stop questioning yourself.
This is forever. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it came up in conversation, it was just like, I don't know what to say. I don't know what, it was panicking. Do you know what I mean?
Because you can't just be like, it ruins the shallowness of the conversation, because everyone's like, oh, finger and smell him. Oh, did it. Right. And then if you were to come in, I just haven't been able to get it done actually for a year now. And I'm starting to wonder, will I ever be able to do it again? and then everyone's like, oh. You know, just
you'd be like, kind of out of piss, really.
Yeah. Well, really, so in reality, probably another one, lads, we go, actually, I was lying about that last thing you said. I've never fingered anyone. You know, and it just goes round.
I reckon, turns out. Everyone's so sensitive nowadays, it's probably a bit more like that, isn't it?
And everyone just does.
The amount of peer pressure at school. I remember the first kid, it was literally talking about getting his first blowjob at 14, and I was just like, I've not even kissed a girl.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The pressure, because we...
I know.
Horror.
When he come in Monday, it was like a Q&A in December, like in registration. We're like, how was it? And he goes, you know what it's like when you get a blowjob. I was like, yeah, I know.
You know when people used to come in and make you smell their fingers?
Oh.
It was the willingness, though, of going, have a go at that. You go, yeah, all right.
Yes. Yeah, I want to know what that's like.
We're literally freebies.
Yeah, going for seconds.
That's vintage, that is.
That's 1992 French.
Full bodied.
Well, you would have to act like you knew. You'd be like, oh, that's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one. You know, that's class.
That happened to a guy in our school. He said, smell these. And a friend of a friend was like, yeah, that smells really good. And he goes, yeah, I've just put them up my arse.
I do like the idea of doing that. You go to someone, have a go on that. And he goes, oh, who was you with last night? And I was on my own.
Yeah.
What did I just smell?
Jeez, I had a woman at a gig there recently, right? Where she, this owl one in Dublin, like old lady. Do you know the expression owl one? I said this to someone the other day, and they're like an old one. But anyway, she goes off to just during the middle of the gig, she gets up and she's just heading past, and she's kind of waddling past me like this, and then she just looks up at me. I didn't even say anything to her. I was like, I'll ignore her, and she goes, I'm going off to wet the whiskers. I'm going to have to wet the whiskers.
Jesus. I saw a video of it.
Huh? Yeah, I'm going to have to wet the whiskers. I was like, what the heck? Jeez, you didn't have to say that to me, for fuck's sake.
I'm about to go on.
What a horrible way to say taking a piss. Did you think the most horrific way? Good God. And then she comes back from the toilet and she's coming out and I was like messing with her. I was like, oh, did you wet the whiskers? And she just sticks her fingers.
Oh, mate. That's the worst thing about it.
I was just like, I don't know why. I don't know what it is.
Have you seen the Irish Australian comic Jim Owen?
Yeah.
They said they spray perfume on the wrist. You guys have been doing that because they sprayed on the fingers. It just looks a bit weird. Yeah. A little whiff on it. It just looks. That's a great joke.
Oh, that's great, yeah.
Right, should we move on?
Yeah.
Got another question, yeah?
Yeah, go for it, man.
Right. Have you ever been caught wanking?
Yes, I have. Caught wanking, this was this year actually. So not on Friday when we was in Bognor, but I was gigging down there in February.
Oh, Bognor again?
Yeah, well, around that way. But I was on the A328 coming back up at like 1 a.m. driving.
Big up the Bognor.
Yeah, big up.
I was a struggle that
day.
Really?
It was all right. It was a group of rowdy lads and I sort of tried to address it. And it didn't work.
No.
I was like, are you quite done?
Not yet.
Oh.
The best bit is when you said goodnight.
I was doing an act out bit, right? And during that bit, I said goodnight. And they went, oh, brilliant, finished. I was like, no, I'm not finished.
got the crowd quite interested.
The crowd was so happy I'd finished. There's
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Yeah. What were you just like? No.
I've still got more.
I've still got like 5 minutes, yeah? You have to get back into it now. Come back from the bar. I'm not finished. Fuck's sake.
So I was, it wasn't that Friday, but like in February, I was driving back up on the A328 and it's literally it's about 15 miles, but it's just dead road. Like, no one's there.
Actually, yeah. I just remember what question I asked.
Yeah, about wagging.
Yeah, the fact that he started off that he's driving.
Yeah. But I was on the phone to a girl that I was chatting to for ages, and she was like, "Oh, what are you up to?" And I said, "I'm just driving back." And then I could just hear her on the vibrator. I could hear the vzzz. Yeah. And then she started talking to me in that sort of seductive thing. And I was like,
"I think you just assumed that. She just didn't have a call."
Oh, yeah, she's brushing her teeth. She's getting ready for bed.
Oh, yeah.
We got him up.
Oh, yeah. I'm fucking swerving a deer. It's all coming traffic to get that lay by. So this is probably like midnight. It's dark and that. And like, I believe she's having a good time.
Didn't ask.
I just assumed. That's my
she's talking about
smell.
Her mother being sick, but I could hear the vibrator. I know she was.
It could have been static. Yeah. But
stage 4 cancer, but I could hear. I thought that was a kink.
Needs must, mate. Yeah. Needs must. It's my joy. I smell, so I'm like, so I pull over on this lay-by. I'm literally doing the classic,
right?
I don't know why I'm doing looking over my shoulder. The road is dead, it's like a 2 mile straight. I'm just on the lay-by and I get going into it. And then,
and now she had this in, she's saying, like,
oh, she's funny, I did make,
I'm doing the canines,
Oh,
now the molars,
oh, you dirty minx. Oh, I bet they're
get
dirty.
Get the fucking floss. Get the floss.
There's some gargling. Yeah. So I'm well in, I'm about probably a good couple of minutes. That's overestimated. I'm about 30 seconds in getting into it. And then I could just hear a knock on my window. And it's a cyclist. And but the windows were a bit steamy. And I've done my window. And I went, "You're right, mate." And the girl's still going. Because on the loudspeaker. And I was like, "You're right, mate." And he goes, "Oh, yeah, just make sure you're okay. Because no one really parks on the lay-bys here." And I was just like, "Mate, it's Wednesday at midnight, mate. What?
There's only one thing I could be doing here.
It's either I'm hiding a dead body or I'm having a tug." And either way, why are you knocking?
Either way, there's two other things. Avoid. Yeah. Don't knock on your bicycle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think what he realised when he looked, obviously had my trousers down, when he realised, I thought it was safe. The A328.
Down around your ankles, like.
No, around the knees. Like.
You've got leather seats?
No. What? Could you imagine?
He peeled off him.
Yeah, just
Jesus.
He does like getting naked.
Yeah, I know.
Well, he has said this.
This was the thing, yeah. You could have said you were drunk, like you're just it's not what you're thinking, officer. I'm drunk.
I wouldn't.
Oh, sorry. Carry on.
But yeah, the girls go, "What's going on?" And I was just like,
so you got like a two-way
I'm trying to have a conversation with this guy in full cycling, like high vis and everything, with like his light on his head just flashing at me. And I'm just,
he had a light as well, did he?
What's that?
He had a light as well.
Oh, yeah, well, you should be. You've got to be safe, mate. Like on a Wednesday, like midnight, driving, riding down on the
A328. You have one on.
Imagine he puts it in a new
light. I had a gimp mask on. Yeah.
Put your wanking light on.
It's not that small. Got my little light in the car. Just the hazards were on.
I love the idea that someone has like a little wanking hat, like that. Then they put on and then they turn on the light. And if you see the light through the window, that means I'm wanking because I've got my wanking hat on. And then as soon as you come, the light goes the light off.
It just dims. It doesn't go off sure. It slowly goes. But yeah, that was a hump. So I remember literally.
So did he see it in his eyes?
Yeah,
that he
well,
knew?
I kind of also made it very obvious. I went, looking at my crutch, go, "You're literally cock blocking me here, mate." And then he
not
just,
really, you're on your own.
Yeah.
You're cock blocking you from a whack.
Yeah, from a cock.
I was in there.
Yeah, I'll fucking chase, mate. You've ruined this.
Just like, listen to the loudspeaker, you just hear your girlfriend crying.
Like, I think we should see other people. No, please, no. I can change.
Imagine a girlfriend trying to break up with you and you just thought it was dirty talk. Like, yeah, we should break up.
Yeah, that happened, about 3-4 months
ago. What a busy cunt though, isn't it? Like, knocking.
What a red.
If you see that, you just don't knock. You don't go.
Well, I said,
unless he's genuinely a really nice guy thinking this guy's in trouble.
But even then.
Is anyone that nice?
Yeah, if you're dry, like if you're literally in a country lane and you see a car just no lights on, why would you go over there and knock on it? Yeah, like, so I feel that, yeah, well,
them,
yeah, I think
them you sort of people
nosy cunts. Yeah.
Like, but isn't there? There's people I know they do this in Ireland because one of my friends is mad for doing it. A thing called dogging.
Oh, well, yeah, dogging's big. Yeah,
is dogging big around here?
In certain areas, yeah.
Yeah, so Vauxhall.
I need to know what dogging, like, what are the rules of dogging? Is it swinging in cars?
Pretty much, I'd say, yeah. I think that's a good assessment of that.
So you
yeah.
swap?
You can do, like, I sound like I'm, like, an aficionado.
I mean, to be
like,
honest,
you do
I think,
look like a dogger.
I think we're both looking at you and we're being like, tell us about dogging, Jay.
That's why we got you here.
Yeah.
But me and my mates, when my mate first got it, first the oldest one in our group got his car, the first thing we were like, first thing we did was like, let's go to the dogging space and see if we can find people to have sex, sort of thing. Because we were like 17.
I realised Jake would
have sex with G.
But no, just to like, just see if it actually exists. I thought dogging was a myth, sort of thing. And
yeah,
we got proper, like going to car parks and that at 17, just trying to find.
Did you see anything?
Saw some weird stuff. Yeah, saw some.
Were you allowed just to turn up?
Well, to
ticket event.
Facebook event. I remember those? But yeah, you could just turn up, and there was one Ashridge Estate is where I live, about a 20-minute drive, and it's known for being dogging central. Like, you could just go there, I don't know what times and that, but yeah, there'd be like a good couple of cars. Just
2 p.m.
Yeah, 2 p.m. Well said, walking their dogs. They've just misunderstood what dogging is.
I don't think about that, wife's up in that.
Yeah.
Well, not that I do it, but if I ever did it, I know what happened to me, right? Me and my missus walk in, she'd end up with some, like, absolute stallion, I'll be left with, like, Fat Sue off the estate, you know what I mean? I'll hear the stallion absolutely rattling my missus. She's loving it. I'm there just going, not really.
You just can't get it off.
She's there going, oh, absolutely loving it.
Just give up Sue's train of rest.
It's just, like, pretty awkward drive home. She's missing that. It's good, wasn't it?
No. The thing is,
oh, yeah, it was good. Yeah, yeah, you're trying to lie about it.
Yeah. I heard your four doors down.
It's chemistry, isn't it? Your chemistry.
The thing is, you couldn't show that you was enjoying that either because your missus would be like, you enjoyed that too much.
I think it's a night. I think in general, like, people go in doing those things, and I heard a horror story actually about it recently, where like this guy, so the girl convinced the guy, all right, let's do like a threesome thing, but like, so they did one with a girl, you know, and then that was all, you know, that's all fine. But then they did one where they got this guy, right? So it was two guys, so yeah. And the girl, and then so they brought him back, and your man was real. The boyfriend really wasn't loving the idea of it, so he ended up getting really drunk.
It wasn't a friend.
Picked up this guy online, or this good looking guy. So anyway, they all went down and got drunk, and he ended up getting really smashed because he was just uncomfortable situation. And so anyway, he ends up waking up on the bedroom floor, and the guy was just banging his missus doggy style, like proper real route. And they just broke up. Broke up after. He could never get
that. On the floor?
He started crying.
Whilst it was going on.
Yeah.
Fucking some you're waking up. Just like, you're right there, mate.
Well, he's out for the count. What was your involvement?
It's just like an assist. Like,
not even watching. Just passed out on the floor.
Yeah.
Mate, that would be traumatic. You'd have PTSD.
When I heard this, I was like, whoa, that's horror, like, isn't it? How'd you recover?
No, you can't.
Wow. Yeah, that's the relationship. Yeah, that's over.
That bridge is incinerated.
Yeah.
As men, right? Because you know what it's like when you blurt, when you're finished.
Yeah.
The whole idea of sex just goes. So then, you just got a bloke in your house.
Yeah.
You've got off this the eroticism and everything's gone. You're just like,
it's literally
gone. It's the bloke there.
Just Frank. Just Frank sitting there eating fucking monster munches, just like
smoking. Yeah. Just like in the corner.
It can be awkward when you want someone to leave your house like a normal. He just smashed your missus.
Mate, I know you've railed my missus, but I think you should go. He's like, no, I own this place now. This is my house. Yeah.
Starts helping himself to things.
Frank's he's on the exercise bike in the corner.
Like, he's ready for round two.
Go through the cupboards. Yeah. Oh, my biscuit. We man.
That's literally gone from a threesome to a cuckold.
God almighty.
I'm actually thinking that if that was me, I'd be broken.
Oh, me too. I don't think I'd ever recover. I think like it'd be like after that, because... I think then, like, I'd become homeless and stuff. I think, like, that would be the start of a complete...
You know, like, as comics, we talk about our, like, biggest insecurities on stage. I think that one wouldn't go on stage. Like, you just couldn't talk about that. That's not what you'd be fucking broken.
Yeah. I heard another one as well. That's why I get hard to... I just would... If personally now, if I was to do... a threesome. I think a lot of people do that. The only way I do it was two girls and a guy. I don't want, no offense, Jack, I don't want to see you. But
sacked as co-host.
Yeah, it? Exactly. It was nice knowing you, mate.
Said he didn't want to see me on a threesome. Nasty, I thought. So,
just because you get really hurt. I'll go really quiet for the rest of the podcast.
Just texting your brother, Paul, just like, nah, it's not going well. Imagine you just zoned out your own podcast. And we're looking at each other. It's like, Jack hasn't said that in like 15 minutes. And it's just you just like fucking, no, I'm all right. But so this foursome, so they did a foursome, this couple I know, and then they got another couple, right? Yeah. And they did a foursome. But so anyway, they were doing this. And then my mate ended up like he came fairly like quick, right?
No.
He came fairly quick. And then the other guy, he said the other guy just didn't stop for about 40. So now he's just watching him bang. And he's trying to kind of get himself hard again, but he's now so like, anxious about the whole thing, he can't. And he's like,
there's nothing much sexual you can do without an erection. He just like, just starts dancing.
Motivating. You keep going, mate. You keep going. Does anyone refresh me?
Shaking his arms.
Is this what you want?
That's all he's got. I've got nothing. I've got just like touching his ass. I've got an ass. I don't know.
Isn't it? No one's even looking at me.
That would
be
awful.
That would.
Yeah.
Jesus. You know some interesting friends.
Oh, lad. Everyone's getting ruined by this. But I think it's like even like people I know who've done like the like open relationship. I was in Chicago and another guy, he's doing an open relationship with a girl. And then she can fuck everyone.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
she's a girl.
Yeah.
She can just say, this is how easy it is. So she's just fucking everyone. Yeah. And now. Like,
yeah, it's not as easy.
No.
Us as men, sometimes we do a thing where we just get one, we just latch on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not getting anything else.
Mate, this is, I don't know if you could even include this on the podcast, but like a girl I didn't even match on a dating app, but she found my Instagram handle about 6 weeks ago and she was like down to fuck straight away.
Yeah.
And I was just like, maybe less. It never happened. She messaged me last week, right, a picture of her sucking another bloke off. And I was like, I was like, what the fuck? And then I hadn't spoken to her for 6 weeks. And then she just messaged me saying, you've missed your chance. And now she messaged me every couple of days pictures with another guy. Mate, I'm literally, could you imagine if it was the other way around though?
You just eating someone out?
That's the idea of the bloke having the blowjob. What are you doing Snapchatting.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
That's what I just replied instantly like,
you might mind if I just send a picture of your cock?
This
bloke with a moustache.
Yeah. Just trying to get him back for not shagging. This will get him.
Yeah.
Just smacking it around the.
I like the idea that you're like gonna be looking at it and just be like, oh, I didn't know she was gonna suck me off.
Exactly.
I knew she wanted to fuck me, but I didn't.
I just replied back laughing, and she went, "It's not funny." And I went, what do you want you to do?
I think she wants one of these.
Oh my god.
Or a little teary face or something.
I found it so
like,
I started asking my mates.
It's weird because she's not actually showing you anything. She's revealing herself.
It's another
man's cock.
Literally another man's dick in her mouth. And I'm like, what do you mean to do with that? I'm sorry, I'll just pull over quickly.
Yeah. Wanking light on.
Yeah. give me 3 minutes.
It gets
shaking around, put me gloves on, disinfect the counter, the dashboard.
Wanking hat.
I love it. You have a little light.
Just waiting for the light to come on.
And if you look in his room and you see a little light, it means, oh my god.
Fucking mad.
Oh, that's great.
I think we're done two questions.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you can choose. What do you want to do? You can do holiday. Worst holiday we've ever been on?
Yeah.
Worst lie you've ever told, or have you ever been in a fight?
Okay, yeah. Worst lie. I've got a couple, but I'll tell you one. So I was, as I said to you earlier, my mum's from Ireland. I was literally the only kid in my school that had Irish ancestry sort of thing. So I'd get picked on, get called Paddy Pie.
Really?
Yeah, just because it was like a proper council estate in Hemel Hempstead. I think we had like hardly any minorities that, so I was considered like I'd get a bit of banter about it, but it never bothered me anyway.
That wasn't even a thing in my school.
No, well, yeah, well, you literally
they had no Irish, didn't they?
No, it wasn't a thing to take a piss.
We used to have travellers in our school as well, so like, yeah, it was just an absolute. No, don't get me wrong, I had a good time. I didn't get picked on that. I just get called Paddy or people doing Irish accent to me,
right?
But my mum was really overprotective because she thought I would be an easy target, so she was always ready to kick off.
She gave you a wank and half.
For your 13th birthday, hey there, Jake, here you go.
Traditional Irish wanking hat. It's green.
It's a hand-me-down from...
It's green. The little leprechaun. And when they see him coming in the wanking hat, like, everyone's like, oh, here we go. And you'll see
you with little... I just do a little sordid smile. Like that. I know what's about to go down. So I'm in school with this wanking hat. I was coming back. I was walking home from school. I used to walk home, and me and my mate were just being dickheads, kicking puddles at each other in my suit. Like, we wear blazers at school, soaking wet. And I obviously did understand as a 12-year-old how much things cost and that. So when I got in, my mum was going ballistic. The suit was ruined and that. And she said, she's screaming. I just said, oh, the reason I'm wet is because my teacher made me stand out in the rain for talking too much in class. I thought that was it, done, sort of thing. But my mum went ballistic, like screaming down the house. Like, how dare you make me your son stand out in the rain, a fucking bastard. And then, but me being 12, I'm on the PlayStation 1. That's like, I'm just playing GTA. I ain't got any, I'm just not bothered.
Yeah.
2 weeks later, my dad pulls me aside and goes, son, we're going to school, because it was an inset day. So we're going like a parent, teacher, student review sort of thing. Like, all my mates were there. And he pulled me aside and went, son, your mum's made a complaint about that teacher making you stand out in the rain. I know you've lied, but I need
you. Oh, he knew you lied.
Well, yeah, I was a stupid liar. I had no backstory. I'd just say it and then get quizzed and I'd be like, I'll just give away.
Well, your mum didn't tell you.
She was like, she was so pent up with anger that this teacher, like this 23-year-old, newly qualified Welsh teacher, thought he was like the business of it. And she got so angry. So my dad pulls me aside and goes, tell me the truth. And I was like, and he said, nothing will happen. I said, I'm like, I'm not stupid. Like, I am stupid, but I'm not that stupid. I was like, I'm going with this lie. Then I was like, no, sir did make me stand out for half an hour. I've even given a time now, how long. I've been out in the rain for 30 minutes. So we get into the library and all my classmates are there and we're just chatting, but my mum's just giving this teacher fucking daggers. She's just staring him out. And the teacher like is clocked on straight away and he's like, what's going on? So my turn, we sit down, so it's me and my mum and then my dad behind me in the chairs, and the teacher goes, oh, I hear you want to talk about Jake and his attitude and that, you want to talk about him being on report. I did not tell my mum and dad that I'd been put on report, like been messing up. So my mum instantly, all that anger she had for that teacher instantly went to me, you're on report.
Yeah.
And then my dad, I felt him just grab my shoulder, so I couldn't run, and I just panicked and I went, yeah, don't forget he made me stand out in the rain. I was like, do not forget that. I know I'm a piece of shit, but this teacher, child cruelty, call up whatever it is, the RSPCA, whether it's Barnabas, whether it's that child abuse trafficking charity, call that, because that's what's happened. Crimes against the hurt. So my mum instantly went back at him. She's going, you're a bastard. How dare you make money? You're sick and that. And he's 23-year-old. I'm 12, so he's only like 11 years older thinking about it now. And he's like near enough crying. Everyone's looking at me going, what the fuck's going on? And I'm like, I've just got to keep with this
just
lie.
Drop him in it.
Yeah, just and then, but he's his name's Mr. Buckland. He's close to breaking. Like, he's like tears nearly because my mum's going, I'm going to get you fired. How dare. And he literally...
So it did work. She just switched back into it.
She
back into it. 100%.
I think it was just... So she was blinded by rage. And if he was smart enough, he could have just gone, yeah, but he's actually dicking around and failing.
Yeah.
And then she would have gone back at me. But he was just so like caught off guard. And then he looked at me and I looked into his eyes. And he was like, Jake, tell her the truth. I didn't do that because his career's on the line.
Yeah.
And I took a gulp and I made him think, if I tell the truth now, if I come clean now, I won't be here right now telling you the story. My mum would fucking behead me sort of thing. She would kill me. And I thought, what's worse, a teacher hating me or my mum killing me? So I looked at him and went, sir, you should be ashamed. How dare you make me stand out in the rain? And I should have gone into acting because my face, composure, like just deathless. I was like,
that's the thing, though. You're failing at school, but you're fucking clever.
Oh, wow.
Shrewd.
That is quattro.
I swear on my life, I'd be more afraid of my mum than the teacher, 100%. I'd be afraid of you after hearing that.
Yeah, I was untouchable after that in history.
You little psychopath. Well, mate.
You should be ashamed. Imagine in his head just being like this evil little bastard.
Utter shitbag.
What's your dad doing though? Your dad... Did he back you then?
Well, he just was like, fair play. Like, I remember speaking to him, like, when I was older about this, like, because my mum, up until recently, believed this.
You manipulate the situation, thinking, fucking what?
Yeah, fair play.
He's controlling this one.
So I had that teacher for history as well, and that was in year eight. So I had him for another 4 years. He taught my brother and sister, who are younger, so he had to face that. It wasn't until we were in sixth form and we were doing a Q&A, because I did history at A-level and that, and he was teaching me then. And students were like, can you give us some advice and that? And he's giving us Q&A, like real, like just laddie sort of chat. And then someone said, has there ever been a time you didn't want to be a teacher, like you wanted to quit? And he went, Jake knows. And I started laughing because I knew exactly what he was going to say. And he said, your mum made my life hell for 7 years. Every time I've had to see her, because I had a younger brother and sister, she fucking hates me. And I went, so if it makes you feel better, she still thinks that's the truth. Wasn't until maybe beginning of this year where I told her that I'd lied. And
you're right now though.
Well, no, she's fine now, but she's like, I'm not apologising. He was too smug anyway. He needed taking down a peg.
Is your mum like that, Mike?
Huh?
Is your mum like passionate?
Absolutely not.
You said last week you spoke about you were quite distant with your dad, as in you don't say I love you and all that sort of stuff.
Oh no, would your dad be telling you he loves it?
No, my dad's never told me he loved me. He shook my hand a couple of times.
But you said it was like an Irish Catholic thing, didn't you?
Well, like, but it wouldn't even, if I said to my father now, if he was sitting here and I said that, I love it. Like, it'd be like putting a wasp in his head. He'd be like,
yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
He'd be like, I don't need to know that.
Yeah.
He'd be like, for fuck's sake.
Quite sort of like,
no.
I think my family is like quite sort of passionate on both ends of the scale.
Like my
tell each other we love each other and all that, and then they row as well. It's like quite sort of like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Quite open. Do you know what I mean? You benefit from a little bit of maybe distance. Do you know what I mean?
My mum's never, I think my mum's probably said she loved me twice in my life. Yeah. I remember.
Is your mum like?
My mother tells us she loves it now. No, your child is worse.
Yeah. No love.
No wonder you're getting naked all the time.
My mum don't love me.
She told me once or twice, but
give me my wanking hand.
Then someone just comes in, hands it to me.
Just using me tears.
I like that there's a little strap.
Oh yeah, I don't put it on myself, so I said to do
You're waiting on a cushion
for a second.
Some music comes out.
When he gets married, it's not a ring. He's just here bringing up his wife.
Has anyone got any objections?
Yeah. Fucking hell. No, that's what I'm saying. So is it like, I was thinking of, is it like an Irish thing, that sort of like?
I think it is. I think it definitely is an Irish thing of like older Ireland, that it's like very like, you know, you keep your emotions like in, and you don't like normally telling each other they love each other or any of that kind of shit. But I think to be fair, the British are known for it as well. Like as in to be reserved. I don't know, but I think maybe they're more. Is it here? I don't know.
Because I've been thinking about it. Because I chat to Mike quite a bit now. I'll say, because I'm quite like a delicate, sensitive.
I am,
and I'll say things. You just think I'm being ridiculous. But we're both fans of Norm Macdonald, right?
Yeah.
I went and watched that thing, his latest special. I was like, I said to him, I couldn't watch it. I was feeling a bit vulnerable.
What are you talking about?
I was just serious. I was like, I died, man. You get no love from me.
No.
He didn't understand. I was like, oh, come on, man.
Yeah.
I'm really sensitive to that sort of stuff, you know?
I remember I told my dad I loved him when I was like in my early 20s, and he went, are you all right? And I was like, I've never said it to you. I fucking won't now.
I love the idea that immediately you just decide to make up a lie. Like, I love you. He's like, you're all right, is this? And you're just like, 6 months to live. You know? Straight to lies. I love the idea, like the image to me as well. Like, I'm just imagining you. Like, making someone stand out in the rain would be so funny. Like,
outside the
classroom window.
Yeah. Like, that's honestly.
Pelton rain.
Yeah, it's so ridiculous. But my mum just latched onto it. And I just thought, I'm just going to keep riding that wave. Because I'm one of those people that, as a kid, I'd tell a lie and just didn't think of the consequences. So I just kept going, see how far that lie. And then, obviously, it gets to a point where you can't turn back where that was.
Yeah.
Another lie I used to tell, I used to hate going to the dentist. So I used to So my mum would take me up from primary school, cross the road with my local shops with the dentist. She'd be chatting to a friend, like with kids as well in my class. I'd run into the phone booth and call 999 and like call the police and say I've been kidnapped because I didn't want to go to the dentist. I did this like 3 or 4 times.
What?
I was only like 8 though. Like I didn't fit again.
This weird... Like criminal genius child.
Well, no, I just didn't think of the consequence. I generally just thought, oh,
it's so elaborate. Like,
yeah, I remember the second time when it came, the police were outside my house and they were like, your son keeps ringing the ringing the police, saying he's being kidnapped, he's been forced to go to the dentist. And my mum was just like, yeah, he's just a bit, he's just not fully there.
He's a character,
he's a quirky sort.
My brother Joe, everyone knows brother Joe, last week, he once ordered 42 pizzas to the headmaster. They all sat there and watched 42 pizzas arrive for the headmaster. And then, but it was like, apparently like the whole school got kept in detention because he just wouldn't own up. Like, I mean, there was two of them was doing it. And it was like, we can't, we're too far into this 42 pizzas.
Yeah.
They said there was like a convoy of mopeds. There's like 4 mopeds.
Like an armada. Pizzas. Hanging out the back.
Fucking idiots though, like as in the pizza place thinking 42 pizzas for school.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But it's a good night because they said, oh, it's near the end of term, we're going to treat the kids to pizzas.
Yeah.
They got the mate whose voice had broken to do it. I mean, that is a good one though.
Oh yeah.
Like, honestly, I'm just thinking, I miss secondary school. It was just so funny. They can't swimming pool at our school. Did you ever swim? Right. We were sports school, but at least once a term someone would shit in it. Like, and it was my mate Dad. He was notoriously just shitting in the swimming pool once a term. If he managed to do a whole school year, so about 4 terms without getting caught. Last time he got caught, at the time he got caught, he was literally squatting, holding on to the steps.
Oh, purposely shit. I thought he didn't have a problem.
He just found it hilarious. Just squatting. Obviously, he's like 2005, cameras, we're going to vlog. So he's holding on to the ladders to go down, and he's just squatting like that, going, and he just, assembly the next day. There is someone who keeps defecating in the swimming pool, and my mate Dan next to me just going, "It's me."
Proud of it.
He's like, "It's me." And I was like, "How many times have you done this?" "This is my 4th time." And I was like, "You're fucking deranged, mate."
Did he ever get caught?
Yeah, he got caught. He got the caught 5th time. He's literally on the ladder, like squatting. This was like in year 11 as well. So
yeah.
Like he clearly wasn't going to go to higher education and that. He was always bunking.
Imagine you saw him, like this guy shitting in pools. Like, yeah, he got accepted into Cambridge. Yeah,
he's actually trained to be a doctor.
Yeah. Sharp guy. Sharp guy.
Do what he's doing. Is against the system.
Shitting in a pool. Fuck, sorry. Mate,
but like, I love the fact that you would be caught. Or is time.
That's right. Go on.
No, I was going to say, like, because that's just one of those things where there's just nothing you can say. There's no excuse you have right now. And it's the 5th time. So they know you've done it. They know it's been you. You can't even claim, oh yeah, no, this, I didn't do the other one. Like, you know, like.
That's the other guy.
But also, what do you look at the teacher and say? Like, you just, what you doing?
I'd say.
Just what it looks like.
Credit to Dan. When he got caught, he went, oh, I guess I'm expelled now. And then he went, you're not doing your GCSEs. He went, that's all right. My dad's a builder. And just off he went.
Yeah. You shat in a pool. He made me stand in the rain.
Yeah, exactly.
No. That's not happening anymore. Stop shitting in the pool.
My school's an absolute asylum.
Mine as well. Mine as well. Right. We don't have time for it. We had a whole riot one day. No one would go back to school and it was like burning our ties and it was fucking
We used to set fire alarms. We used to like go around and see if anything you could do without getting caught. And like, Dan was one of them. He was a fucking renegade. He was an absolute...
Dan was an artist.
Do you know what? He was a voice of our generation.
Just an agent of chaos. Like, I love it.
The maddest guy I've ever met. He come up, because I went to uni, he come up and visit me at uni and all my mates were like, oh, we get to see some of your mates from Hemel and that. And I said, you think I'm a bit scary?
Yeah, yeah.
This guy, I don't want to be in the same room as him sort of thing. And as soon as he walked in into my room, he got my history textbook and started doing lines off it. And I was like, damn, mate, I've got to take these back to the library, mate. And it's just like chalk everywhere. He trashed my room. And this is like supposed to be my mate.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Utter carnage, the maddest guy I've ever had the pleasure of meeting.
And it's coming from a guy with a wank in
it. Yeah, exactly. This is a guy who loves jerking off.
I love the idea of taking off and hanging off your wife.
Just give it a little rub down with some dental wipes and
Right, call that a pod, shall we?
Mate, yeah. I tell you what.
That was a good one.
We haven't even touched the surface.
Well, welcome back. Mate, you're welcome back.
Part two, for sure.
Mate, I'd love that.
Do you want to plug your Instagram?
Yeah, go for it. Do I need to look at something? Or
The mics will pick it up.
Yeah, mics. Just mute it. I'm like... Just Jake's
imagine
comedy.
Doing that to someone. They go, just the only edit you mute.
Time to plug.
That'd actually be so funny.
Follow. I'm gonna do that.
You'd be like, what's he said?
No, what is it? So follow
Jake Steers Comedy.
Thanks for coming again, Mike.
Yeah, lovely.
I had a good one.
Yeah, great time.
Jake Steers there. He's a good lad, isn't he? He's a good laugh, old Jakey. Hope you enjoyed that. That was a good episode. I enjoyed it. It was good fun. So if you did enjoy that and you don't want to wait a whole another week for another episode, fear not. There is a episode ready and waiting for you over on Patreon with me and my brother Joseph. Just sign up, download the app, and you can listen to that right away. This week, me and Joe are... What did we do? Well, we discussed a few more of his stories. He had some of his travelling in Australia stories. We also discussed a few observations I had. One of the observations, actually, that I spoke through with him, I spoke it through with Joe. Went away, made a video on it, stuck it on TikTok, blew up. Whee! So, yeah, if you head over there, you can get a little backstage peek behind the curtain of how I came up with that. And you can find that at www.patreon.com/JackSkipper. So yeah, that's enough from me. I hope you all have a lovely week. Thank you so much for tuning in. And be back soon.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.